I'm Steve Bertrand on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
And in a few moments, hello to former President Clinton. Hello to you coming to Chicago if you're listening to us. How are you doing?
The Democrats will tax you into the poorhouse, and on the way, you will pass a terrorist on every street corner and stumble over an illegal immigrant every 10 feet. But you still have to vote for us.
All right. Something seems weird about that. Ladies and gentlemen, who is this singing for? You know what? While they celebrate Harry Caray today with a big toast for dinner for two at the great Harry Caray's legendary Italian Steakhouse, who is this singing at the seventh inning stretch? Think before you dial 312-591-7200.
Take me out to the park. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. So it's root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. Or it's one, two, three strikes. You're out at the old game. Come on, let's hear for Dusty and the Cubbies. Let's get some runs.
So we know it was when Dusty was working. Who is that singing the seventh inning stretch? I don't think you could even tell by the voice. Good luck to you. 312-591-7200. Davy Jones is still dead. 9 at 66.
Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're listening to that really far out groovy guy, Johnny B. Hey, Johnny, you want to touch my monkey?
No. The answer? 312-591-7200. The lovely Yvonne is on the line. I love that name, Yvonne.
Hi, Johnny B.
Hello, Yvonne.
How are you, Johnny?
Who is that singing in the seventh inning stretch? How are you, Yvonne?
I'm fine. I just want to say welcome back, and I love you. I missed you all these years.
Oh, I love you too, Yvonne. What are you? What do I detect in your voice? I detect something, a tone, an accent. What is it?
I'm Hispanic. I was born and raised in Chicago, but my parents are from Peru.
You sound beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, Yvonne, who is that singing in the seventh inning stretch?
David Cassidy.
How could you really tell that in his voice?
At first I was listening to it, and then it just hit me. I was like, oh, it's David Cassidy. Me and my sister, at the same time, we said it.
Honestly, because, listen, I'm hearing it in my headphones, and I don't know it's David Cassidy if it doesn't say it right in front of me. There's no way I'm figuring that out. That's pretty weird. David Cassidy is. Yvonne, I want you to go and toast Harry Caray. Have dinner at the Harry Caray's legendary Italian restaurant on me, Yvonne.
Oh, thank you. I always wanted to go there. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're going to love it over there. Hold on a second,
thank
okay?
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Yvonne. This is David Cassidy. He was set to appear with Davy Jones in April in concert. They were going on a little Teen Idol tour. That's not going to happen now. This is him. Wow.
Root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame.
David Cassidy calling in.
One, two.
Give his thoughts on Davy Jones. That does not sound like David Cassidy. Yeah. Steve Rosenblum nails it. Let's go from the Cubs to the Sox. Steve Rosenblum nails the Canerco talk again. The Canerco talk that winning isn't everything. It's kind of okay just to play good. Statement getting all the attention is Paul Canerco saying this White Sox season can be a very successful year without making the playoffs. But there were some other things, more stuff from Canerco, and this from Chairman Reinsdorf to Comcast Sportsnet. Quote from Reinsdorf, don't write us off. Rosenblum goes on to say in the Trib, man, those White Sox just never run out of advertising slogans, do they? Where do I buy my tickets? Canerco, he says about Canerco, the more he talks like this, and remember, he's the captain, the more it sounds as if he's trying to polish roadkill. New Sox slogan, step up to the bar we've lowered, says Rosenblum. New Sox slogan, who knows?
I think this year, this team, different than a lot of the teams we've had recently, you know, and I hope I don't throw anybody off with this, but this can be a very successful year without making the playoffs.
Okay, New Sox slogans, all out. High hopes, low expectations. New Sox slogan, if you build it, they still won't come. The Sox, we're paid to be here. What's your excuse? There is an I in quit and in White Sox. The glass is half empty. The stands are empty. The White Sox, now you can write us off.
I think this year, this team, different than a lot of the teams we've had recently, you know, and I hope I don't throw anybody off with this, but this can be a very successful year without making the playoffs.
Paul Konerko makes some of the most ridiculous statements.
WGN 5-day forecast today, cloudy and 44. Tonight, light rain possible, 34. Tomorrow, rain 50. Saturday, light snow and 38. Sunday, cloudy and 37. Monday, sunny and 40. O'Hare, 38. Midway, 37. Lakefront, 40. I'm Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central. Next update at 9.
The world is changing, but one thing remains the same. Women of every generation will always love jewelry. Visit MJ Miller & Company and experience one of the largest privately owned retail jewelry collections in the Midwest.
Ladies love jewelry.
MJ Miller specializes in engagement rings, custom designs, fine white and colored diamonds, and precious gemstone jewelry. Plus, now is a great time to cash in on all your unwanted or broken gold and platinum jewelry, watches and coins minted prior to 1964. Put your old jewelry to good use. Apply it to the new jewelry from MJ Miller, where the jewelry is as beautiful, bold, and unique as the generation wearing it. MJ Miller & Company, located in downtown Barrington, 123 West Main. They're open Monday through Friday until 6, Saturday until 5, and Thursday until 8 p.m.
Take me out to the park.
Johnny B at 849 at WGN.
Buy me some peanuts and crackers.
Let me see if this caller knows who this is. Do you know who this is singing the seventh inning stretch?
Really, really tough thing to do. Can I tell you, Johnny?
Yeah, buddy.
That was rough.
Do you know who this is?
Loved being there with Cubs, but it ain't my key. I mean, take me out.
But you did it. Both people just butchered. You acted.
Oh, no, I did. But, I'm a singer, and it's embarrassing if they're, started here. No, if you'd told me, I would have started it about six keys higher.
I would say that would be probably as intimidating as the national anthem.
I love singing the national anthem.
Well, you get the wrong key, you're in trouble, though, right?
No. It's never given me trouble. In fact, one of the great joys of being me is that a lot of people associate me with Americana, and a lot of people associate me with the 70s and a generation of joy and happiness and light. And, you know, what happens to idols is that as kids we grow up, guys usually don't want to admit that they love, the handsome ones that all the girls love. Like in my case, when I was 13, it was the Beatles.
Yes, we were talking about
and
that.
And then the Monkees came along, yep. And I was a big fan. And then later I came along, and it's funny, I know from my own experience a lot of all these women love you. Well, the guys really liked the music, really liked me, but they didn't want to admit they all wanted my haircut and all of that. And I grew up being a fan of Davy Jones, and I didn't know that, 4 or 5 years later I would be working for the same studio, that we would have parallels in our life that I later found out, and we later became friends, and very good friends in the last 3 or 4 years. I did a few shows with him. I'd never performed with anybody in concert before. And we started, I think, four years ago. We played some outdoor big festivals, and then we did a couple of large theaters together. Just this past year, we did a show together, and we had a show coming up in about a month here in South Florida. And I'm going to do the show and do a tribute to he, and being a Monkees fan myself. I mean, I was 15, 16, and their television show didn't last long, but I met Davey right after Partridge Family's on the air, and I was a fan of his. I had seen his work, actually, and knew a lot about him as an actor, and I could tell you great stories that he and I shared about. I was an actor who was a musician, but I pursued my career as an actor, and that's how I landed the Partridge Family, because I'd done a bunch of our shows and a Broadway show. And Davey came out of the West End Theater, and he was a really genuinely kind man and had humbled himself, not by the planet, not by the world. People forget that, he went through a lot of difficult years, and I became very good friends with his ex-wife and his two eldest daughters. And They've asked me to do a couple shows that were already booked and were already selling, and because of our friendship and because of the genre and I guess the parallels in our lives, because we had worked together a few times in concert. So I guess I'm going to learn some Last Train to Clarksville, and which are great. I mean, I'm a believer and a Daydream believer, and all the great, great songs.
You know, Davey though had some good. Like this one, this would be great if you nailed this one. Like, look out! You ever hear "Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow"? By,
yeah, I did.
That's another good one.
Oh no, Davey had some great, great songs himself. And what people don't know, Davey said to me as recently as I don't know, a month ago, he called me, and I called him. We missed each other a couple times, and we were going to talk because I would come out or he would come out. Originally, I was booked to do the shows, and they asked me if my agent asked me if I would ever work with him, and I said, sure. And he said, would you be willing to at some point work and do, like, you could let him open for you? I said, no. I I'm a fan of his, too. I'll open for him. He can open for me. We'll switch it off because I don't want him to be resentful about it. And I think the first couple times, I don't know this, but I think he might have been a little upset by it. But I said to him, you know what, man? I give you all the respect. I'll open for you if you want. It doesn't matter. They're fans of ours. And he really appreciated that. And that was, I guess, the first or second time we played together. And anyway, I loved the guy. We breed horses. He had a passion for thoroughbreds, and he actually raced as a jockey in England about 15 years ago, I think. He told me he had a video. I never got to see it, but he actually won a race as a jockey, and we both had that passion. And music was his love and passion, as was the theater. And, you know, it's funny when you lose an iconic person in your life, in our lives, how it's like the thread that when we were that age as the people who are teenagers in their early 20s, the music reflects their culture. That's what the Beatles, and I got to know John and some of my musical heroes, and certainly the Monkees, and Davey was that. And then later I became friends with both John and he. But those were the years that a lot of my fans come to me and say, you know, when I was a teenager, oh, man, and I get it now because I feel like the world is just a little bit less light today.
Right on, man. Right on. You know? David Cassidy, right on. Appreciate the time. You're going to play with him in Miami in April. If you are coming to Chicago, you let us know. But
I think I am. They've asked me. I said I would let them know. That apparently there's a show that David was going to do. Anyway, Johnny, I miss you, buddy. And
all right, man.
God bless you, man.
God bless David Cassidy. God bless you, David. Have a great day. Bye now. I don't know. What? I didn't even ask him a question.
How many questions did you ask?
I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Did he know it was me? I don't even know. He said, I miss you. I don't even.
He said, surely.
Hey, Mike McConnell, we're going to keep David Cassidy on for you. He's going to keep talking to you.
I'll be here.
Yeah, you just unpack your stuff.
Where's Susan Day?
I swear he said, I miss you, Shirley.
Shirley Jones?
Did he say, I miss you, Shirley, or did he miss you, Johnny? I don't know what he... I'm just shocked. I was talking about the seventh inning stretch, and the next thing I know, David Cassidy was talking about Davy Jones. I don't know what just happened there. Oh, man. Show business. You got to love it. You really do. And he was talking about the one thing we talked about earlier this morning when we started. We talked about how you couldn't say you liked David Cassidy as a man, and you couldn't say you liked David Soul as a man, but you could say you liked Davy Jones as a man. You wouldn't be ashamed, Mike McConnell, you wouldn't be ashamed to say, yeah, I thought Davy Jones was pretty cool, or would you?
Monkees were big. For me, that was like sixth grade. You were supposed to like the Monkees in sixth grade.
Yeah.
I was in step.
They weren't, but you wouldn't like David Soul, who did Don't Give Up on Us, Babe.
See, I don't remember him as a singer. Starsky and Hutch, I remember.
Yes, yes.
I had that car.